And there's a crash on the West Beltway, 295 southbound before I-95. Partly cloudy tonight, expect a low 70. Saturday will start the Labor Day weekend, mostly sunny, high 88.
It's time for the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health, a radio show where all viewpoints are respected. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Welcome, gang, to the Brandon Groover News Hour. We don't have a hot song today, so sorry, folks. Well, we had some good times with Dr. Drew in the house. What do you think about that, Doug?
We
Dr.
did.
Drew was awesome.
He was great, very guest. Insightful.
Great
yes,
guest.
Yes. What's up, AJ?
Hey, I'm sorry I didn't mean to jump right
oh,
in.
Oh, no. We're family here.
Dr. Drew, and you know Marty loved him.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He was saying world-class guests.
Yes.
You sure he's not on the payroll?
Yes. Well, he was a solid guy. You know, he's going to come back soon.
He'll be back.
Yeah. Not Dr. Drew. I was saying Marty would be on there.
Oh, yeah. You know Marty.
He loves your show.
Yeah. We love Marty, too.
Yes.
We love Marty.
All right. There you go.
We love Marty.
Because I know he was laboring pretty hard, you know, in New York City for many years.
Right,
so he's experienced when he talks about some of the stuff that goes on in the inner city.
Absolutely.
And he knows. And
we now call him History Boy.
Now he's in St. Augustine going, ah, I like it here.
Doug Wilder, what's up, my brother?
I am doing fabulous. Everything's good on my side of the world.
Okay. Grandmother, blood pressure's under control. Thank God.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Good. I like it. Wonderful.
Yeah, so on today's show, we're going to discuss the U.S. drawdown from Afghanistan. I meant to hit that last week. I meant to give our condolences to those soldiers,
mm-hmm.
you know, who lost their lives and the civilians that died in that terrorist attack over there. We're going to talk about how we got there in the first place and why we must remain vigilant to prevent terrorism at home. My opinion, no offense, Mr. President, that exit could have been executed better. In my opinion, the military should have been the last to leave to ensure that the civilians would have been protected on their way out. It's hard to evacuate under gunfire without cover.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, this nation spent $2 trillion. That's what you call stabilization? I mean, we spent $2 trillion for that.
That's a lot of money.
We spent $2 trillion for that?
Yeah.
I mean, if you spend $2 trillion for a hot date, you expect something gorgeous, you know, a beauty.
Some kind of a good ending.
Right. $2 trillion for that. I'm in the wrong business. Okay. At the same time we spent $2 trillion to rebuild Afghanistan, we have infrastructure in our own country, you know, that's falling all over the place. So we're going to talk about that. And also, just to be fair and balanced, we have 20 years to reflect on this. We've had 20 years to reflect on this. The strategy of the Bush administration was to fight the terrorists abroad so we would not have to fight them at home. The $2 trillion we spent, maybe could have done that a little cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
But Halliburton has shareholders. Oops, did I say that? But you got to give it to them. We haven't had a 9/11 style attack.
That's right.
And my thing is that we have to understand, folks, you can't have it all. You know, I believe that if there's credible, this is the thing. The reason the terrorists were able to hit us on 9/11 was because that country was ungoverned. And it was a free fall. And when the United States, well, let's go back to the 80s. History boy made like this. The Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan back in the 1980s. The United States, the CIA, trained the Mujahideen. What are these names, Taya? Throw.
Mm-hmm.
You got ISIS, K, Al-Qaeda, these names. I mean, we need shorter names for these people. But the Mujahideen was funded by the CIA, and Bin Laden was recruited to drive the Russians, the Soviets, out of Afghanistan. And what happened, those folks kind of got a little cuckoo, and they said, we ran the godless Soviets out. Let's run the Christian Americans out of Saudi Arabia. And that's when we started getting the, you know, embassy bombings, you know, all over the Middle East. We had the World Trade bombing, number one, and then they did the big one on 9/11, you know, 20 years ago. So President Bush got on TV and you know, went to the United Nations. It was one of the baddest speeches. I mean bad in a good way. You know, I'm an 80s baby, so, you know, cool is hot and, you know, bad is good.
That's good, okay.
But Bush went on national TV, and he told them straight up, something you would hear on the east side where I'm from, either you're with us or you're with the terrorists.
That's right.
And you know, the Taliban thought Bush was bluffing, and he bought them to the Stone Ages. And here we are today. So, Doug, what we're going to run this clip on Afghanistan, on the withdrawal, and then we're going to sit here and opine. And then, Marty, we're going to bring you in on the other side of that. We're going to have a discussion. So, Doug.
Yes.
What's your thoughts?
Well, Afghanistan has had a long history.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's the place where empires go to die.
I think it's a good place to stay away from. On the other hand, it was a good idea to take the war to them.
Right. But I think the United States should have just stuck to the mission of killing terrorists.
Right.
You know, all that nation building stuff. You can't force democracy on people who aren't ready for democracy. Mm-mm. That's just my opinion. But you want to run the clip, AJ?
We're going to turn now to Afghanistan, because today President Biden was defiant in defending the withdrawal of U.S. troops to the American people, in an address saying the war should have ended years ago. Well, we're also seeing new images of the last flights out and the Taliban celebration. CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports from the White House.
My fellow Americans, the war in Afghanistan is now over.
President Biden tonight fiercely defending the pullout.
I take responsibility for the decision.
While the newly empowered Taliban celebrated the U.S. departure with a mock funeral and showed off U.S.-supplied military equipment left behind, though rendered inoperable by exiting American forces. The Pentagon released these images of the final moments. 500 soldiers boarding five C-17s. The last one wheels up at 1 minute before midnight, the official end of the war. The last man out, Major General Chris Donahue, serving his fourth tour in Afghanistan. He was in the Pentagon when it was hit on 9/11. The president said 90% of those Americans who wanted to leave, over 5,500, got out and vowed to help the 100 to 200 remaining, though with the assistance of the Taliban.
We don't take them by their word alone, but by their actions. And we have leverage to make sure those commitments are met.
CBS News has learned that as part of a secret deal, the Taliban did escort Americans to the Kabul airport during the evacuation, with U.S. drones watching overhead. But the bloody end to the 20-year war, 13 service members killed just 5 days ago, has caused criticism of Mr. Biden's judgment.
Right now we should get every American home. I believe there should be accountability for what I see as probably the biggest failure in American government on a military stage in my lifetime.
The president explained his administration began reaching out to Americans in Afghanistan starting in March and said even if the evacuation had started sooner, there still would have been a rush to the airport.
The bottom line is there is no evacuation from the end of a war that you can run without the kinds of complexities, challenges, and threats we faced.
And challenges remain, making sure Afghanistan doesn't again become a safe haven for terrorists.
And to ISIS-K, we are not done with you yet.
And how to safely resettle Afghan refugees now coming into the United States. And as those refugees are resettled across the country, the Department of Homeland Security is warning local law enforcement tonight that racially motivated extremists could target the Afghans. But as of now, there's no credible or specific threat.
Okay, we're going to hit a commercial break. They could have kept that last part about racial violence. Mm-hmm. I mean, media stopped the drama. But we're going to hit that commercial break. Marty, we're going to go to you as soon as we come back from this brief commercial break.
All right, we got a little bit here.
Yeah, but I mean, but you know, that could have been handled. Like I said, the military should have stayed last and made sure that the civilians was out. That's my only beef with what President Biden, how that thing went down.
Could have kept some of the airports open,
right,
too, the
right,
other airports,
right,
all across the country.
Right. Yep, I agree. But we're going to if you want to jump in the call, 904-831-0600. If you want to jump in the discussion, 904-831-0600. Brandon Groover News Hour, back in a minute.
That's right. This is the Brandon Groover News Hour. Give us a call if you'd like to get in the conversation. That's 904-831-0600.
from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt.
I used my credit cards as a source of income.
It was not a good situation.
I couldn't pay my bills.
The interest on the cards was really high.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
I initially was scared to call, and immediately I felt relief.
They contacted all of our creditors, and they put us on a plan for success.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
I've been able to pay off close to $15,000.
We're doing a lot better.
Please pick up the phone and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
It's a godsend.
We're debt-free for keeps.
Call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496.
Thank you very much. Let's get back to the Brandon Groover News Hour right here on Talk Radio WBOB.
Okay, so back to the discussion. Well, we got two callers on the queue. So I guess we'll shift to Marty, and then once Marty's done, we'll take the second caller and we'll take it back to you, Doug. What's up, Marty? Welcome back. Marty, how are you?
Pleasure as always, and I like what you have on your show, and just a pleasure. You're really world-class. I wanted to comment on the fiasco or debacle, what happened in Afghanistan. And I would attribute it to, I think that the guy that to me, he looks like something that came out of the movie Invasion of the Body Snatchers. He looks like somebody came out of a pod, how shiny his face is. But I think he should be committed, because anybody knows that what you do in a situation, what we had in Afghanistan, mm-hmm. is you take out the civilian people first.
Right.
Then you either take out the military equipment or you destroy it.
Right.
And then the military is covering the whole situation. And then when everything is done, the military comes out, they leave. Now, just to let you know, you're familiar with they had the mother of all bombs
yep.
that I think we dropped one or two.
Yep.
Also, in the United States arsenal, they have the atomic cannon. I don't think it's ever been used in war, but it's supposed to be as powerful as the bombs that were dropped on Japan. If you want to get a further Ouch. Look, go on YouTube.
Mm.
Go on YouTube
okay.
and look for atomic cannon.
Mm.
So the point being that whoever it was, whether it was Biden or his string puller, Jen Psaki, or that Blinky guy, whatever, they screwed up. And to me, the thought that there are Americans
yeah.
or fellow, like even green card people, remaining in Afghanistan, I'm depressed at the whole thing. I'm hoping I'm going to wake up tomorrow, and it turned out to be a bad dream. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, because, I mean, back in Iran, when they took 50 Americans hostage, I mean, the people that took Jimmy Carter out, I mean, not mm-hmm. took him out physically, but that, you know, kills his chance of being reelected. So, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, so that.
I want to just make one final comment, mm-hmm. if I may.
Okay.
And I've been studying war and Afghanistan for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why we couldn't beat the Taliban. First mm-hmm. of all, we created the Taliban to fight the communists.
Yep.
The reason why we couldn't beat them, it was mentioned on another program, they were basically a militia. They had no leader. It was a total guerrilla war. We never even to this day could find out who was the leader of the Taliban. And they didn't fight the way we fight. They didn't fight with a white glove or with one hand behind their back. We have to learn that when we're fighting situations like this, we have to stop being the nice guy or we're never going to win.
Yep, I agree.
Thanks a lot for your show.
I agree. Thank you, Marty. And this is the thing, too. And I'm coming to you now, Bob. But this is the thing, too. It seems like we don't learn from history. We left weapons there on the ground. This, get in a time machine. In 1980, we ran the same game, same strategy against the Soviets. We left all of that weaponry. We gave them all those guns and all that stuff, and they turned around. Remember the little ninjas on the ISIS video, or the mm-hmm. Al-Qaeda videos? Those were trained former U.S. allies. And it's like deja vu. We left them with all this military hardware. What do you think that stuff is going to be used for?
Mm. Danger.
It's not going to the police. It's coming to a theater near you. Okay, Bob, jump in, Bob. This is just depressing. Go ahead, Bob.
Yes, sir. So my thoughts on that was accountability. There is none. There's nobody fired. There's nobody resigning. Everybody's saying what a catastrophic success it was. It's the most insane thing I've ever seen, that you take out the military first, you abandon an airport in the middle of the night without even telling your allies. The Afghan military didn't even know we had left. We turned out the lights, shut the door, and left hours before they even knew we were gone. Yep. The president on the TV saying we will not have evacuations from the embassy rooftop like we did in Vietnam, and we did. Everything that he said we would not have, we had. And then there's call coming out with President Ghani where he was trying to get President Ghani to lie to say that it was not going to happen as fast as what it did. It was such a cover-up. It was such no accountability. Honestly, everyone from Biden should be impeached. Milley should be resigned. Lloyd Austin should be gone. Blinken should be gone. I'm telling you, the whole administration, if America had half a backbone, the whole administration would be run out on a rail out of Washington to never set foot in it again. But we've all become cowards and complacent.
Yep. Yep. I agree.
It's insane. Absolutely insane.
Yep, I agree.
That's my take on it. I'm no military strategist. I spent 4 years in the Navy back in the 80s and 90s.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you. I didn't say it for that, but I appreciate that. But the only reason I said it is even though I'm not a military strategist, I could have made this work better.
Yep. I think my daughter could have. My 4-year-old knew you don't take the good guys out before you get the people out. Yeah, I agree.
Exactly. And your 4-year-old daughter is probably smarter than me, and I can do it better.
Yeah, Bob. I agree with you, my man. Thank you for your input, and thank you for listening.
Thank you, Brandon, for taking my call.
Okay, catch you next time.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, so, yeah, and then this is my thing, too. And we're just keeping it fair and balanced. President Biden, don't blame your predecessor. Don't sit there and say, the former president had an agreement. Man, Trump, okay, well, Trump said keep the wall. You broke that down. So you don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. What happens if the buck stops here? Own it.
And Trump did have an agreement, but it was a conditional agreement.
It was conditional. It said if you do this, we'll do this. But that's just like me, you occupied the house before me.
Right.
You're gone. I'm the president now. I do what I'm saying? They were not bound by law to withdraw. So don't do that. That make you look weak. Don't do that.
I just read a book called Extreme Ownership. Actually, I listened to the book. And Jocko Willink is the main author.
That's my cousin.
Oh, is it really? Oh, he's fabulous. I love him. Suddenly I love him more.
Right, right.
So Jocko was talking about several things in extreme ownership. And one of them is that, whose fault is this? And the leader always says it's my fault, regardless of, and I haven't heard that contrition from Biden at this point, where he says, we really screwed up on this and this and this. Right. I haven't heard that at all.
But when you have state TV, when you have state TV that covers you, you don't have to apologize because the media is running with the sound bite. Like I said, at the end of the day, common sense is you do not take troops out. You don't do that.
No.
That's just like defunding the police.
That's right.
Like the purge. You don't do that.
Yeah.
So
it really flies against what the military is trained to do
because
they do what this is called a cover and move.
On the Titanic, women and children first.
That's right. There are no bad teams, just bad leaders. And I think what we've done is we've struck out here. And so I'm eager to see how we can improve this.
Well, I have a theory.
What's your theory?
The talent. Well, this is my thing. We got to start with all this variance. We got ISIS K, ISIS J, ISIS Bay, ISIS May. So this is my prediction. All that weapon will be left behind. We'll be back. We'll be back. There's no way you're gonna have a power void like that. If the Taliban had a small iota of common sense, they better police that country because if terrorists start organizing attacks, against the United States from that location, you're going to have to go back.
Do you think that Biden has the stomach to go back?
He won't have a choice. He won't have a choice. I mean, if he gets credible threats that says these folks are plotting another 9/11 style attack, if he doesn't, it's going to be his, I can't say impeachment, but he'll be out of office. You know. So, like I said before, you know, you have a military for a reason. You know, you can't live in a world where you don't want any type of hazard at all. You know, we can't have any threat of violence or death. The militaries are designed to protect you and to project power abroad. So, you know, I didn't think that if I was president, I would not have pulled all those troops out of Afghanistan. I would have kept a strike force there, you know, to send out drones, and blow stuff up. You know, we find out they're gathering over there. Okay, bomb them. You know, I've just been bombing because the best defense is a good offense. And like I said, come on, people. We've been here before. Darren, jump on in, my man.
Yeah, with regard to this current crisis in Afghanistan, you know, this plays right into the whole narrative of Hunter Biden receiving money from Russia and China because they're benefiting from this completely. Not only are they benefiting from the destabilization of Afghanistan completely, but now those American weapons with American technology and all that is sitting how close to Russia and China?
Yeah, they're very close. And Afghanistan has $2 trillion. This war costs $2 trillion. Afghanistan is sitting on $2 trillion in minerals.
And it's just a matter of time before the people who paid Mr. Hunter Biden all that money, supposedly, we don't really know because there was no investigation, conveniently. All these countries that benefited from his friendship are benefiting again, and it just to me it just seems like there needs to be another investigation right there.
I got a prediction. I got a prediction, Darren. Y'all hold me to it. One arc is going to lose in the Senate. Remember how the Republicans ran Benghazi like Benghazi, 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 Benghazi. All the Republicans need to do is take one House of Congress back. I'm betting my last dollar they're going to get the Senate. When the Republicans get the Senate, guess what? Now you have subpoena power. This will come back again. Trust me. There will be investigations on this. On that and the Hunter Biden stuff.
If they don't win the Senate and if they don't gain some seats anywhere else and the Democrats can bury stuff even further down, I can actually see them finally cut Biden loose and putting Kamala Harris in from there.
Oh, yeah, but trust me, Darren, I got some inside information. The Senate will go back red. Trust me. Trust me.
You might
get the House back because of redistricting.
Yeah, well, there's a strong possibility of either case. And, you know, it'd be nice to see Pelosi retire.
But the pandemic is technically over, so those emergency measures, you know, Georgia, Texas, all these states have changed laws, so you won't be able to just bum rush with a billion absentee ballots. So,
but I think a lot of what Biden administration is doing right now is Biden time before they start to get the lawsuits out against all these.
Hey, Darren, we're about to hit a hard pause for the commercial break, but thank you for your input, my man. Thank you. Good points. Darren always brings it. Hey, cut and clear. Can't argue with it. Thank you, Darren.
You're listening to the Brandon Groover News Hour right here on Talk Radio WBOB, and we'll get some more calls here. Got an interesting topic and a tough one for America.
AM 600 and 101.1 FM, the conservative voice of Jacksonville, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Biden has signed an executive order directing the FBI to declassify documents related to the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. The order Friday is a supportive gesture to victims' families who have long sought the records in hopes of implicating the Saudi government. Still, the practical impact of the executive order and any new documents it might yield was not immediately clear. Past investigations have outlined ties between Saudi nationals and some of the airplane hijackers, but have not established that the government was directly involved. A mixed day on Wall Street as the Dow was down by 74 points. The NASDAQ, however, rose 32. The S&P 500 declined 1. Oil dropped 70 cents to $69.29 a barrel. More details at srnnews.com.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good day, I'm Jerry Lateman. Emotions about mandatory masking were on display Thursday night at a school board meeting in Clay County. Masks are encouraged, but not required there. The discussion got so hot that police had to remove one parent who argued that masks should be required to keep students and staff safe. Others argued it is their right to decide whether their kids should cover up. The board voted to keep the policy of voluntary masking in place. Students at Pedro Menendez High School in St. Johns County are dealing with the death of a classmate. In an email to parents, the school called 11th grade student Giona Stiles a talented actor with a wonderful sense of humor. The school district has not released the cause of death. The district crisis team and school counselors will be on hand to provide support for any students who need it. The school's principal says parents should talk to their kids about what happened. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Expect some delays because of an accident on I-10 eastbound at McDuff Avenue heading toward downtown. Also, there's a crash on I-95 northbound before you get to the 295 Beltway on the south end of town. And there's a multi-vehicle accident on the West Beltway 295 southbound before I-95. Partly cloudy tonight, expect a low 70. Saturday will start the Labor Day weekend, mostly sunny, high 88.
Hi, I'm Mark Kinder, owner of Affordable Water. We've been in business since 1989. Trust a company that has a proven track record of good service selling top quality equipment. Affordable Water is a licensed contractor. We install water treatment systems that work. Beware of false claims being made by some companies about no salt water softening. The National Water Quality Association states there is no test to prove they work. True soft water makes you feel clean and can be tested as soft. Affordable Water, 262-0197. 262-0197. License number W32.
Drowning in IRS debt? If you can't afford to pay your IRS debt due to economic hardship, you can now be free of IRS collection efforts by taking advantage of a special IRS tax hardship program. This program allows Americans who owe the IRS to resolve their delinquent tax debt once and for all. In some cases, maybe even reducing what you owe significantly. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Simply dial 800-513-0258. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back or have years of unfiled tax returns, help is standing by. Just call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-513-0258 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-513-0258 to see if you qualify. That's 800-513-0258.
Let's get back to the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
Okay, gang, welcome back to Act 2, or 3. We got Tom on hold. Tom, thank you for being patient. The floor is yours.
Hey, guys.
What's up, my man?
Not much. Enjoy the show.
Thank you.
So I'm in a bunch of political groups on Facebook, and a lot of us are just really surprised at the reactions right now.
Mm-hmm.
Like the media has done a really good job of overblowing that. There's just been so much drama. But if you take a step back and look at the big picture, I mean, we were there for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
We invaded 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
We just got out of it within a span of a couple months with zero casualties inflicted by the enemy. And we took over 100 plane loads of equipment and a couple hundred thousand people out with us. Like, tell me when in history something has gone that well.
Well, you know something, Tom? This is the kind of the situation we're kind of in, and I don't want to equate the two, but our politics in this country has become toxic because it's all about, see, the parties is the problem. Because, you know, one's up, one's down. But we just lived through the past 2 years where the other party politicized the COVID pandemic and said that it was Trump's, it was Trump's fault. So the Democrats can't expect the Republicans to sit there and not, you know, use this. I'm just calling it like it is. But I do believe, you know, I don't have a problem with the drawdown, but I do believe some troops should have stayed there just in case, you know, ISIS variant K or whatever pops up. You know, you got to have some, we've been here before with the previous occupants of that country. They always seem to come back and cause problems here at home. So I do believe we should have kept some people there on the ground, you know, to strike forces, something. I'm not saying like troops, but we need to have some way to hit these people. So, you know.
Oh, I agree. So, I agree 100% with you. I was against Trump's decision to pull out and against Biden's decision to pull out. But once that decision was made and we committed to pulling out, that process, in the grand scheme of things, went exceptionally smooth.
Even
the left-wing media is making a much bigger deal out of this than it really is. Yes, there were some horrible optics. There was a guy who fell off a plane, right? There was a guy handing a little baby over a fence. Mm-hmm. Guys, it's war. In a war zone. How did you think this would go after 20 years of occupying a country? Like, they were going to have a Tinker Tape parade for us on the way out?
But you know what, Tom? I think had the troops been pulled out, because President Biden's rationale was, if we stayed there beyond the 31st, you know, the Taliban would start hitting us back. So he was trying to, he didn't want to have, he felt if we would have stayed past the 31st, they would have went on the offensive, then he would have had to bring in more troops. But that's responding based on fear. I believe what the president should have done, you know, he should have made sure that those troops were there to protect that airport, because you had 13 casualties. So, you know, people did die. So, you know, that's
from a terrorist group. Not from the enemy we were at war with.
Right. But the terrorist group probably couldn't have gotten. I mean, but the thing is, it's like healthcare. You know, I'm in a healthcare company. If my nurse didn't really do something to cause that person's death, but if they made a mistake over here, you know, lawyers come out of the woodwork to try to connect the two. So I think the issue is, and even then you still have American civilians, you know, 200, 300, 400 still left behind. And we're relying on the Taliban, wink, wink, to make sure they get home safe. So I think some of this stuff may be a little bit for folk to digest.
Understood.
But I agree with you. I don't think Biden, Doug and I were talking off air, I don't think Biden should be impeached because of this.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, the Hunter Biden, if the Hunter Biden stuff checks out, you know, impeach him on that. But then you're not going to get an acquittal because the Republicans won't have the 67 seats, the 67 votes to get him out. So, but I do believe, you know, I can't tell the Republicans to lay down and not, you know, use this when the Democrats, you know, politicize coronavirus. You know, when Trump said it came from a lab, he was a white supremacist for saying that. So I'm just saying, you know, it's a lot of gamesmanship going on.
Yeah, I hear you.
On both sides.
Yep, I'm with you.
But thank you, Tom. Thank you for tuning in, and thank you for your input, my man.
All right, guys.
Okay, catch you next time. Okay, so now we're going to move. We're going to pivot to America post-pandemic. America post-pandemic.
And that was supposed to happen a few months ago.
Right, 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 right.
It's not a laughing matter, but
it's the gift
I don't know. Yeah,
it's the gift that keeps on
giving. And that's been said many times on Facebook.
Right.
You know, a lot of people didn't expect to get this Delta. Then, of course, they didn't get vaccinated, so that didn't help.
You know what? And I have been I've been easy on President Biden. You know, I've been trying not to hit him. Plus, he's old and frail. You don't want to hit an old person like that.
Be nice.
Yeah, that guy. I don't want to hit him. But
he's acting a little more frail lately.
Yeah. I don't think he's running again because all that yelling he's doing at people. Yeah. But my thing is this: when they declared victory after July 4th and said take the mask off, blah 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 blah. You know, he wanted to say mission accomplished, and that's when that variant hit. You know, so that's just my two cents. And if Trump would have done that, boy. But post pandemic America, we have run up our national debt fighting COVID. And check this out. Normally, when you have a crisis, you're supposed to come together. That's what we've always done. You know, after 9/11, you know, you had the Democrats and the Republicans. They were booed up. Everybody was loving George Bush. I didn't vote for Bush, but I was feeling Bush. You know, I was with him, you know. But the total opposite happened this time. You know, during the pandemic, the Democrats moved to impeach a president that was out of office. Help me. Help me.
Very strange.
Help me. Mm-hmm. So
they weren't going to let it go.
Right. Mm-hmm. I think the kids sang a song on Let It Go or something. One of those, I leave it alone. You know, Let It
Go. Yeah. Let It Go.
What's that? The little Ice Kitty movie the kids watch. But anyway, Frozen. Yeah, Let It Go.
Go!
Yeah, there you go, Frozen. Okay, so now we're wondering, okay, so we impeached a president, a former president, in the middle of a pandemic. And now we're scratching our heads. Because remember, Trump got, 78 million votes? Something like that.
74, yeah, 74 75. Million.
Yes, yeah, he got a whole bunch of votes, right? So, I mean, half the country was rocking with him.
So he got more votes as the loser than anybody in the past had gotten as a winner.
As a winner, yeah. So this man has half the country with him. And on his way out, he was put in a corner, taken off Facebook. You know, I don't want to argue today but about this January 6th stuff, but you can't put that on him. We played clips on that all day. You can't blame Trump no more for January 6th than you can blame Kamala Harris for people not taking the vaccine, because she said on national TV that she would not trust a Trump vaccine. So if we're going to hold people to words, hold them to their words. We're not going to.
Well, once you got elected, you changed your tune.
Right. Yeah, she got saved, got the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
But this is the thing. So I said to the Democrats, my people, I said, Democrats, listen, let it go. We won the election. Govern. No, they impeached Trump. So guess what that did? When Trump did not attend the inauguration, when you didn't have that photo op with Trump and Biden at the White House together, you know, they always do that. You have Bush and Obama. You had Bush, Elder, and Clinton. You always have, you know.
I think he was beyond angry at that point, though.
Because, you know, you're impeaching me. You know, all this stuff at the same time.
He still believes that he won the election.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I think they could have done it with class. Look, you lost the election, but hey, you saved the world with the COVID vaccine. Warp speed, you did that.
And he wasn't getting any credit for it either.
Right. So my thing was, they should have bought Trump out, and Trump could have been out here getting Republicans to get on board with the vaccine, because the Republicans don't trust Joe Biden. They don't trust Dr. Fauci. So what do? You bring, it's called marketing. You bring a happy face to them. Had we not had this civil war between the Democrats and the Republicans with the impeachment, maybe Trumpy and Biden could have been together like, you know, peas and carrots, going across the country promoting the vaccine.
Well, that would have been nice, except they didn't have any boxing gloves handy.
Right.
I'm not sure they get on the same bus together.
Right, but look how the mighty has fallen.
Mm-hmm.
But we got a commercial break. We're gonna finish this on the other side of the dial. But this is a hot mess.
Let's go have a Pepsi.
Yeah. Let's have a Pepsi.
Yeah, I think we'll probably do it this time. It's been a difficult hour here, and we've had a lot of great input.
Yep.
And this is, both of your subjects today have been right on.
Thank you, AJ.
And, of course, Afghanistan still in our minds,
yep,
and we're still worried about those we care about,
yep,
and our Afghan allies, because a lot of people have been left behind, no matter what's been said.
Yep, and the Taliban got a hit list. Yep.
Mm-hmm. They're not going to be forgetting this stuff. All right. We'll be right back with the Brandon Gruber News Hour. If you have some input, you'd like to get in the conversation, 904-831-0600. Frito-Lay has been a proud part of the Florida community for over 60 years. Their team produces some of America's favorite snacks, including Lay's potato chips, Doritos, and Cheetos. Today, the local Frito-Lay job site provides jobs for approximately 375 full-time associates. And the company is looking to grow the team and is hiring right now for a variety of positions. Frito-Lay's benefits include a retirement plan, 401k, health care,
paid vacation, and more. Pay ranges from $17.62 to $33 per hour with room for advancement. Join the team at FritoLayEmployment.com. That's FritoLayEmployment.com. PepsiCo and its Frito-Lay division are an equal opportunity employer. Female, minority, disability, protected veteran, sexual orientation, gender identity.
Let's get back to the Brandon Groover News Hour, sponsored by Elite Home Health. You can call Brandon Groover at 904-831-0600.
All right, gang, we're back for Act 5. Boy, I tell you, it's hard work
Act
out
five.
Here. Pimping ain't easy, but
give
somebody
an extra
do
segment.
It. Yes, pimping ain't easy, but somebody got to do it. Okay, that's a movie, by the way. I'm not a pimp. Okay, so after the pandemic, you know, we're just talking about America post-pandemic. You know, we just ran into this huge, huge national debt. Check this out. Between the coming of George Washington to the departure of President Trump, let me backtrack. From the coming of President Washington to Trump's inauguration, the national debt was like, $10 trillion, $15 trillion? Okay, now we've added like $11 trillion on the debt in like 4 years, right? And then Joe Biden, you know, President Biden with the infrastructure bill, with the human infrastructure bill, which I don't really get, human infrastructure bill, you know, is going to add another $6 trillion on the thing.
So,
cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. So, you know, so this is the thing I worry about, folk. Remember Great Britain?
I do.
Remember they used to say the sun never sets on the British Empire.
Yeah, at one point it was that way.
Yep, mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know what happened? They fought World War One and Two, which were good deeds. But guess what happened? Prime Minister Churchill beat Hitler and the Depression.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened to him? He got tossed out of office.
Yes.
And then
that was a good thank you, wasn't it?
Yep. Out. So it's kind of the same thing with Trumpy. You know, gave us the vaccine and, you know, bounced him out.
Well, he had a lot of, I mean, his personality and the media and the Democrats.
Yeah.
And then the pandemic put the perfect storm on what could have been much different for this America right now.
Yeah, but I think if we go deeper, you know, we've had Republican presidents before, and you didn't see this kind of backlash. You know, but Trump was a drama king. You know,
his personality, I mean, I have to say, I voted for President Trump both times.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm registered to Republican.
Confession.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I don't mind saying it,
mm-hmm.
but there's some people I wouldn't tell that to, but anybody that's listening
knows.
You won't
tell anybody else.
Don't tell anybody. But the thing is, parts of his personality are hard to take, even if you like him.
Mm-hmm.
And he did many great things for the country. He promised the vaccine. We got it. And then, of course, they were going to take credit for it after. You know, and then him not admitting, even though he may have technically won, there's only one entity that may know that, and we aren't in contact with him directly at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So, he wasn't going to give that up easily. And then, of course, when they called which it was a riot, pretty much, on January 6th, when they called it an insurrection, that wasn't really what it was.
Yeah, but I think too with that, it was a lot of gamesmanship going on. You go back to the pandemic. If we were told when the pandemic first hit that it came from bats, Trump said it came from a lab. They said that was racist. Came to find out it came from a lab, right?
Right, and he wasn't agreeing with Fauci, and the press wasn't going to have any of that.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. And then, you know, you move over to the vaccine. We were told that it would be 4 to 5 years until we got a vaccine. So, you know, Trump was being Trump, you know, and was like, he was overriding the FDA. You know, you're going to get this vaccine. You know, pretty much he kind of forced it. He pushed it, and we ended up getting it with warp speed. We got it in warp speed.
Mm-hmm.
But what I think President Trump should have done, he should have learned from Winston Churchill. Like I said, Winston Churchill saved the world from Nazi Germany. You don't really get bigger than that.
That's right.
And then he lost. But what he did, he can't. But
Why did he lose? Do you have
the people were just sick and tired of they wanted change. Mm-hmm. They
probably wanted a break from all the war.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the 20th century was, and the fact that Great Britain didn't get hurt more than it did, mm-hmm. being that close to Germany.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, the British people hung in there. And of course, the United States became our century because we pretty much saved the world at that point.
Yep. But the crazy part about it, this is the ironic part about it. Great Britain, you know, fought that war, went bankrupt fighting that war. And the United States said, okay, we got some money over here. Marshall Plan. Because Britain was broke. They were broke, busted, and disgusted. And, you know, the U.S. said, you know, if you want some of this cha-ching, give that empire up.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm worried about here is with all this debt we've brought on, when will the world say, we're not going to fund your debt anymore?
Mm.
See, you see what I'm saying? Like, what happens when this drunk? See, people think we can just print money. Countries buy your bonds. The banks, the United States government is not able to write a check. They have to go to the private market and raise money on the treasury market. But if Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, you know, all these folks get in the room and say, you know what, no more debt, how are you going to pay for it? And what happened with the British, they ended up having to borrow from a larger country, which was the United States, and then the United States came in with conditions. And they told the British, you know what, you got to give up your empire. We want your troops out of this part of the world, yada, yada, yada. My thing is this. What if the world comes back and say, you know what? The U.S. dollar is garbage. It's trash. We don't want it anymore. Now you're moving into a system that folks are kind of worried about. Well, it could be a global system that replaces the dollar. It could be a Chinese-dominated system. But this, we've been here before. So, you know, my thing is, like I said, we need to be trying to figure out as a country how we can get this virus behind us. And this is why on the show we push and we advocate for the vaccine. Because the longer this virus remains, the longer your churches are going to be closed. Church attendance for the first time in American history, church attenders are now the minority. That has never happened in U.S. history, right? We saw all of those absentee ballots, millions and millions of, you know, regardless of how you felt, we know from sources that 15 million ballots were not counted because they didn't have time to count them, because you can only count so many ballots in that allotted amount of time. So I think, folks, if you want to try to get back to America pre-pandemic, you got to get rid of the pandemic. Because if you don't, like I said, they're going to continue to borrow and borrow and borrow. Think about it. You have all these people. Imagine in this country, we never thought we would live in a country where McDonald's is paying $14, $15, $16 an hour just to find workers because people won't work because of the pandemic. This cannot continue. And what happens to the country when you can't run a country when you have more people depending on government than people paying taxes? You got to have people working. That's the only way it works. If the people aren't working, who's going to take care of the folks who are on Social Security and, you know, disability, though, you know, the military? Normally, the way the country works, you have to have people working.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, we need to try to
figure out. The job numbers didn't come up as much as they thought they would today.
Nope.
So, what do you think, Brendan? Do you mm-hmm. think that the pandemic has to be completely out of the picture or stated that it's no longer a threat by at least 2023 for something to... for the ship to right itself?
Right.
Might be Trump coming back, might be somebody else.
Right.
You know, they keep talking about Governor DeSantis.
Right.
So, and there are probably going to be several others
mm-hmm.
by that point,
yep.
because it's still pretty open since Trump won't be the only de facto candidate.
And you know something else too? Trump cannot run, being from Florida and DeSantis. You cannot have a president and a vice president on the ticket together.
Right.
So those two.
So would he have to change his residence back
has
to New
move.
York?
Yep. Somebody got to bounce.
And I don't know if they'll take him back.
Yep.
he seemed to get some more enemies, but I don't know.
Yep. So that's, you know, just some stuff, just some food for thought. But I do think, I'm going to say this and I don't care. Look at what we're doing to these schools. We're shutting these schools down. You know, we had 30 cases. I don't care if somebody calls and get mad. But you had 30 cases in the school with 1,500 students of COVID. And every time, it's like whack-a-mole. You get a case of COVID, you shut the whole school down. These kids cannot learn like that. Guess what's going to happen? If you go 2 to 3 years with this, this is going to be the slowest, and I'm not calling them dumb, but this is going to be the slowest academic generation on record.
Well, we're into an uncharted territory.
Right. This is not a normal time.
But, yeah. You know, the thing that concerns me, I have a granddaughter that's mm-hmm. in elementary school. Mm-hmm. And, you know, her parents have her mask.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, let's hope that everything works out okay because mm-hmm. some of the students aren't masked.
Right.
And I'm not going to say where it is. It's right here in the metro area.
Right.
But at the same time, if I was an active parent right now, I would be concerned that you're sending my child, and, you know, there's been 2 deaths at Baptist Medical Center. Mm-hmm. You know, it wasn't the original part of the pandemic, mm-hmm. the original variant
right.
that we came out with. Mm-hmm. Probably misspoke the way I said that. Mm-hmm. But now that we have this Delta variant, mm-hmm. it apparently is attacking the kids more voraciously.
Right. So, right. I agree, but I'll say this to parents.
That's worrisome.
Get your kids N95 masks. If your children are wearing an N95 mask, they can be in the room with 1,000 COVID kids. If they have an N95 mask, they will not get COVID.
And that's what my son and his wife have
done.
They will not
get COVID.
Yeah.
And another thing, too, the media, with the 2 kids that was in the hospital, right, that passed, how do we know those kids? I'm not critiquing AJ, but I'm critiquing the media. How do we know where those kids got that COVID from?
We don't. We don't
know
all the details.
Yeah.
We certainly don't. Yeah. We don't even know. Well, obviously, there was a 2-month-old.
That was sad.
Or a 2-week-old.
2 weeks. I saw it yesterday.
2-week-old. So obviously, it wasn't anything to do with school.
Right. I agree.
I don't know, but it's concerning. It's frightening.
I agree.
I think it is frightening. I mean, if you're not frightened by COVID, and there's certain people that have gotten burned by not being frightened of it, unfortunately.
Yep.
But it is real, and it's affected people, and it's not going away easily without that herd immunity deal happening, which is, I don't know, we're not at that point.
Prior to the pandemic, we treated about 300 people a day. After mm-hmm. the pandemic, we'll have. I mean, people are falling off. People are dying. I mean, it's ridiculous. So if you're out here, people, please get the shot. Just get the shot. The faster we get the vaccine and get herd immunity, we can go back to normal.
But we can't do it the easy way.
Right. Real men.
For some reason, because there are people that are staunch no vaxxers.
Free Trump.
What are you going to do?
Free Trump. Trump. Bring Trump back. Get him on the chitlin circuit with Joe Biden. I'm pretty sure that we can all come together and sing Amazing Grace.
Well, I hope you have a safe and happy Labor Day weekend.
Yep.
And
thank you.
Let's hope that things get better in America.
That's right. Get your shot, folks.